Okay, so we're looking at this book, and it's kind of like a life hacks for everything,
Yeah.
relationships, work, even politics.
Really
The
is.
Book of Proverbs. But here's the thing. It's not just some like ancient self-help book, you
Yeah.
know?
It's fascinating, right? How we often just kind of skim the surface and think, oh, this is just, a rule book. But there's this whole backstory, a tapestry woven over centuries that makes it so much more intriguing.
So today we are going deep.
Yes.
And we're using this lecture from Dr. Nutheim, who is a biblical wisdom
Yeah.
expert, to kind of help us unpack, like, where did this book come from?
Yeah.
What are the connections that make it so surprising?
Yeah.
Get ready to have your mind blown.
He really flips the script on assumptions about Proverbs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So first up, authorship.
Okay.
We always think King Solomon, you know, the wise guy, wrote the whole thing.
Right.
Is that really the case?
Well, that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Dr. Haim really highlights that Proverbs is actually a collection of seven distinct sections compiled over
Okay,
centuries.
seven sections.
Yeah, so not a single author's work.
Wow, that already changes things.
It
So who are like
does.
the real brains behind all these?
It's like a puzzle we're piecing together.
Okay.
So think like royal advisors, anonymous sages, and hold on tight because there's even an Egyptian connection.
Wait, Egyptian.
Yes.
Now I'm really curious.
So it turns out that some of the Proverbs in chapters 22 and 24
Okay.
are strikingly similar to an Egyptian wisdom text called the Instruction of a Menemope.
So are we saying that like the Proverbs authors were kind of like borrowing from the
Yeah.
Egyptians?
It's highly likely. Scholars believe there was a direct influence here, suggesting that, this wisdom in Proverbs wasn't just isolated. It was part of a broader conversation happening in the ancient world.
That's so cool.
It is.
Like it challenges this idea that it's a purely Israelite creation.
Yeah.
And it shows how interconnected cultures were way back then.
Precisely. And you can even look at the different sections. Okay.
You can see how it evolved over time. So, for example, there's a section that comes from King Hezekiah's reign.
Okay.
And this is hundreds of years after Solomon.
Right.
And it's specifically noted as being a collection of Solomonic proverbs.
Well, even back then, they were curating
Exactly.
and preserving older wisdom.
Exactly. They
It's like a
knew.
time capsule.
It shows how timeless these sayings are,
Wow.
resonating across generations.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, even the sections that are directly attributed to Solomon
Okay.
might not entirely be his original work.
You're kidding. So Solomon might not have written all the Solomonic Proverbs.
That's a key theory that Dr. Haim presents.
Okay.
And he points out that a lot of these proverbs sound like common sayings
Right.
that were circulating amongst everyday people. So it's possible that Solomon, known for his wisdom, was simply collecting and organizing these existing proverbs.
So he was more of a wisdom DJ,
Yes.
creating the ultimate ancient playlist.
That's a fantastic analogy.
I like that. And it highlights that wisdom literature wasn't just about, individual brilliance, it
Well,
was really a collaborative effort of gathering and sharing insights from various
that
sources.
totally changes how I view this book.
It does.
It's not just Solomon's book. It's this tapestry of wisdom woven over centuries.
Exactly, and that makes it even more relevant to us today.
Yeah.
These proverbs aren't just dusty relics. They represent timeless truths about human nature
Yeah.
and the challenges we face.
So we've established it's more of a compilation
Yeah.
with sections written, gathered over a long period of time. But who is like the target audience for all of this wisdom?
That's a crucial question.
Yeah.
Dr. Haim emphasizes that Proverbs was primarily written for a specific group,
Okay.
ambitious young people eager to make their mark on the world.
So like an ancient guidebook for getting ahead?
In a way, yes, it
Well,
directly addresses the challenges and opportunities faced by those, kind of climbing the ladder of success. Offering advice on navigating relationships, work, even finances.
okay.
So imagine it as like a mentorship program for the up-and-comers of ancient Israel.
Proverbs, the original, how to win friends and influence people.
There you go.
Sign me up.
There's definitely that practical side to it,
Yeah.
but it's important to note that Proverbs goes beyond just achieving worldly success.
Okay.
It grapples with deeper questions about ethics, justice, and living a meaningful life.
Okay, this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
So is it talking about like practical ethics? Like honesty is the best policy because it's good for business? Or is there like a deeper moral dimension?
It's a great question, and there's actually debate amongst
I can
scholars.
imagine.
Some argue that Proverbs promotes this kind of pragmatic approach to ethics,
Okay.
focusing on actions and their consequences for personal personal well-being.
So like a what goes around comes around kind of morality.
Exactly.
Okay.
But others suggest that Proverbs also presents a more profound moral vision. So for example, there are numerous proverbs about caring for the poor.
Right.
And vulnerable.
Okay.
Hinting at this sense of social responsibility
yeah.
that goes beyond just self-interest.
So it's not all about me, myself, and I.
Not at all.
Okay.
Proverbs offers a multifaceted view of ethics.
Okay.
Encouraging readers to consider both the practical consequences of their actions,
oh, yeah.
but also the deeper moral principles involved.
This brings up something I've always wondered about.
Yeah.
The book seems to have a lot to say about wealth and poverty.
It does.
Does it suggest that poverty is simply the result of laziness?
That's a complex question that scholars have debated for centuries.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's true that some proverbs warn against laziness and connect it to poverty.
Right.
But Proverbs doesn't offer a simplistic view.
Okay.
There are also proverbs that acknowledge the injustices faced by the poor.
Okay.
And encourage generosity towards them.
So it's not a black and white issue.
Precisely. Proverbs recognizes the complex realities of both poverty and wealth.
Right.
Acknowledging that both personal choices and societal factors play a role.
Right.
It's not simple.
So it sounds like Proverbs is kind of nudging us to, like, think critically about these social issues.
It is.
Even ones as challenging as poverty.
That's the beauty of it. You know, it doesn't offer easy answers.
Right.
It really encourages us to grapple with life's complexities and consider multiple perspectives.
Like, we can't just accept things at face value.
Right.
We have to, like, dig deeper.
Exactly.
Wrestle with these ideas.
That's what makes engaging with Proverbs so rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, it's not passive reading.
Right.
It's an active process of reflection and self-discovery.
So Proverbs isn't just some dusty old text.
Yeah.
It speaks to, like, the challenges and questions we face today.
Absolutely. It's insights into human nature.
Yeah.
Relationships, success, ethics. They're timeless.
Makes you want to grab a copy.
I know.
See how it applies to your own life.
I highly recommend it. It's incredible how wisdom written thousands of years ago
right.
can still resonate today.
But let's get, like, practical.
Okay.
How can these ancient proverbs actually help us, like, navigate the modern world?
That's the key question.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about taking every proverb literally
right.
or applying it as, like, a rigid rule.
Right.
It's about extracting the underlying principles
okay.
and thoughtfully applying them to our own situations.
So it's about understanding, like, the spirit of the proverb.
Yes.
Rather than just the letter of the law.
Precisely.
Okay.
You know, ask yourself, what is this proverb trying to teach me about human nature,
uh-huh.
about making wise decisions, yeah. about building strong relationships?
So, for example, there's that proverb, a gentle answer turns away wrath.
Yes.
It's not just about, like, avoiding arguments.
Right.
It's about recognizing, like, the power of communication.
Yeah.
Choosing words that de-escalate conflict.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
You know, and applying that to our modern interactions.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, you know, a heated debate on social media or a disagreement with a coworker.
So Proverbs is like a secret weapon for dealing with the complexities of modern life.
It's certainly a powerful tool.
Yeah.
But it requires us to, you know, engage, actively reflect,
yeah.
be open to its challenges.
One thing that stuck with me from the lecture was this emphasis on Proverbs being written for young, ambitious people.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's only relevant to, like, those just starting out in life?
Not at all.
Okay.
You know, while it speaks directly to the challenges faced by those on the path to success,
right.
its wisdom really transcends age and experience.
Okay.
You know, it's about cultivating character, mm-hmm. making wise choices,
yeah.
building a meaningful life no matter where you are on your journey.
So even if I'm not exactly a young up-and-comer anymore,
right.
there's still something in there for me.
Absolutely. In fact, its insights might be even more relevant
okay.
as we gain more life experience. You know, we can look back on our choices and relationships through the lens of Proverbs.
Yeah.
And gain new understanding and wisdom.
That's reassuring.
It is,
that yeah. means it can continue to be a source of guidance and inspiration.
Exactly.
Throughout our lives.
It's a book that we can return to again and again.
Right.
And find new meaning and relevance as we grow and evolve.
This has been eye-opening.
Good.
I'm seeing Proverbs in a whole new light.
That's what we aim for. It's about going beyond the surface,
yeah.
discovering the richness, the
yeah.
complexity beneath.
And it's made me realize that it's not just about acquiring knowledge. It's about, like, applying wisdom
yes.
to live a more fulfilling life.
That's the ultimate goal. And Dr. Himes suggests that, you know, reading Proverbs with an open mind can be a transformative experience, leading to personal growth and positive change in the world.
So it's not just about individual self-improvement.
Right.
It's about using this wisdom to make a difference.
Precisely, if we internalize the ethical principles, the insights of Proverbs, it can shape how we interact with others, how we contribute to society, how we make decisions that impact the world around us.
That's powerful.
It is.
It suggests that Proverbs has the potential to not just change our lives, but to contribute to a more just and compassionate world.
Exactly.
That's an exciting thought.
It is, isn't it?
It really is. It gives a whole new dimension to the idea of ancient wisdom for modern living.
And it reminds us that the pursuit of wisdom isn't just an intellectual exercise.
Right.
It's a journey
that
can lead to personal and societal transformation.
This has been an incredible deep dive. I feel like I've gained a new appreciation for the book of Proverbs.
Good. I'm glad.
And its power to speak across time and cultures.
It's a testament to the enduring relevance of these ancient insights.
So what does this all mean for our listener?
Yeah.
How can they take what we've learned and apply it to their own life?
That's the question we should all be asking ourselves.
Well,
Dr. Heim challenges us to reflect on which wisdom from Proverbs resonates most with us.
Yeah.
And how we might apply it to make a difference.
So it's about making that personal connection.
Yes.
And finding those nuggets of wisdom that speak directly to our own hearts and minds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, taking ownership of this ancient wisdom
and
allowing it to shape our thoughts, actions, interactions.
That's a great way to frame it. It's about making Proverbs our own.
Yeah.
Finding the wisdom that speaks to us
and
using it to navigate the complexities of life.
And to contribute to a better world in the process.
This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive.
Mm.
I'm definitely going to be spending some time reflecting on the wisdom we've uncovered today.
I encourage you to do so.
Yeah.
And remember, this is just the beginning.
Right.
There's so much more to discover in the book of Proverbs.
It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. I hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity.
It has.
And inspired you to explore further.
Yeah.
There are countless hidden gems waiting to be discovered.
I'm feeling inspired.
That's wonderful. And remember, the journey of discovering wisdom is an ongoing one.
Yeah.
It's about staying curious, open-minded, and willing to learn and grow.
It's not just about reading the words. It's about living the wisdom.
Precisely. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive.
You know, it's amazing to think that, like, a book written thousands of years ago still has so much to say to us today.
It does. It really speaks to like that enduring power of human experience, the challenges of navigating relationships, making wise choices, seeking meaning in life are just as relevant now as they were back then.
Yeah. And Proverbs like tackles these challenges head on, offering a wealth of insights and guidance.
It does. And you know, one of the things that really struck me about Dr. Heim's lecture was this point about Proverbs not offering easy answers.
Yeah.
It challenges us to grapple with complex issues, to consider multiple perspectives, and to like really think critically about our own lives and choices.
That's a valuable lesson in itself.
It is.
Because too often we're looking for like those quick fixes.
Right.
Or simple solutions.
Yeah.
But Proverbs reminds us that wisdom is a journey.
Yes.
Not a destination.
Exactly.
It's about engaging in that ongoing process of reflection, learning, and growth.
Exactly. And it's a journey that we can all embark on, regardless of our background or beliefs.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Proverbs, what's like the one key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
I'd say it's this: Proverbs invites you to engage in a conversation with the past, to learn from the wisdom of those who came before you, and to discover how these ancient insights can illuminate your own path in the present.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And remember, this is just the beginning.
Yes.
We've only scratched the surface
right.
of what this book has to offer.
There's so much more.
Yeah.
There are countless hidden gems waiting to be discovered within his pages.
As you continue to explore Proverbs, consider how its wisdom might not only transform your own life, but also inspire you to make a positive difference in the world around you.
Absolutely.
It's a powerful thought to leave us with.
It is.
So until our next deep dive, keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep discovering the wisdom that can enrich your life and the lives of those around you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh,